This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday made Donald Trump the first U.S. president ever to be impeached twice, formally charging him with inciting an insurrection in a vote held a week after a violent mob of his supporters besieged the Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the vote totals.
The ayes are 232. The nays are 197. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
10 Republicans joined with the Democrats in backing impeachment in a vote held with National Guard forces and police protecting the Capitol. Last week, it was surrounded by a security fence after the deadly January 6th rampage. House Democrats, under the leadership of Pelosi, argued that leaving the wealthy businessman turned politician in office until his four-year term ends next week would pose a threat to national security, democracy, and the U.S. Constitution. Republicans had argued that impeaching Trump would further divide the country. The head of Human Rights Watch said on Wednesday that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden should bring fundamental change to American policy on human rights and allow criminal investigations of President Donald Trump to show that the president is not above the law. Kenneth Roth lamented what he called 4 years of Trump's indifference and often hostility to human rights.
His flouting of human rights at home and his embrace of friendly autocrats around the world severely eroded U.S. credibility on human rights.
Roth's comments came as Human Rights Watch issued its annual World Report 2021 that chronicles concerns about human rights in more than 100 countries around the world. This is